A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Beis, Yevamos 32a, pagination 63, towards the top of the page, about 9 lines down, Masnisin Anu Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is fairly straightforward. It's concepts that we've encountered previously. But from it, we're going to develop a very important concept, at least on a superficial level, we'll cover this very expansive topic. And that is the topic of Isser Chal al Isser. Can one prohibition fall on another prohibition to make it additionally prohibited? Or once something is prohibited, it's prohibited. Ein Isser Chal al Isser. You don't get an additional prohibition. And it's only if the new prohibition is more expansive than the one that was already there that we will, in fact, add on to the existing one. We'll explain in a moment. Let's start with the Mishnah. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Nusuim Shtei Achayos, they're married to two sisters. Reuven is married, let's say, to Rachel. And Shimon, let's say, is married to Leah. Umeis achad mehem, and now Reuven dies. At that moment that he dies, his widow is theoretically supposed to do yibum with Shimon, but that relationship is rejected because it's achos ishto, it's the sister of his wife, his existing wife Leah. So Rachel's not going to be eligible for Yibum. And then Shimon's wife Leah passes away. And now he looks around and says, well, now I'm eligible to marry Rachel in Yibum. Harezu asura olav olamis, the Mishnah rules that that relationship of Rachel, the original widow, with the widow from the original death, with Shimon, is a prohibited relationship forever. Hoil v'nesra alav sho'achas, because at the time of her husband's death, she was not yibum eligible with Shimon. Therefore, the eshes ach, the wife of your brother, prohibition never went off, and therefore she remains prohibited even after her sister Leah, wife of Shimon, passes away. Let's drop down to the line about 6 lines down that has Zaza Mimikoma at its beginning, and then we start Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Consider the following. Ba Aleha. In this case that you presented, that two brothers were married to two sisters, consider the following. Before Leah dies, before that second sister, wife of Shimon, passes away, let's say she's still alive, Rachel is sitting there in waiting for a ruling. Is she supposed to do Yibum? Is she not supposed to do Yibum? Our answer, of course, is she's not supposed to do Yibum. What would happen if Ba'aleha, if Shimon would have been with her against Halacha during his wife's lifetime? What would be the rule? Is it possible for there to be more than one prohibition on a particular act? And we know that there is. It could be that you do one thing and it's prohibited for multiple reasons. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would actually bring different atonements, even though it was only one act, but it affected different dimensions of violation. So the ruling here would be, Chayiv Olea Mishom Eshes Ach Umishom Achos Isha Diver Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that there is, in fact, a double violation. Number one, it's Eshes Ach. It's the wife of your brother in a non-Yibum application, because Yibum, she was not eligible for Yibum because her sister is already married to the eligible living brother. And in addition to being the wife of your brother, it's also achos isha. You're in violation because it's the sister of your wife. And there are two violations according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Eino chayev ela, you're only in violation one time. In the first quote from Rabbi Shimon, it's Mishum Eshes Ach Bilvad, because of the wife of your brother. And then the Gemara continues and says a different quote from Rabbi Shimon, Eino chayev ela Mishum Achos Isha Bilvad. You're only in violation because of the sister of your wife. And the Gemara wants to resolve why Reb Shimon agreed. He only holds of one violation, but why is it that sometimes he's being quoted as saying that it's your brother's wife as the violation in this case, and other times he's saying the violation is the sister of your wife? Lokasha, that's not a problem. The resolution is kansha nosa chai va'achakach nosa meis. It depends who got married first. If the living brother, meaning Shimon, got married to Leah first, then the violation that we're going to be dealing with regarding Rachel is achos ishtos. She's the sister of your wife. And then even though Reuven, the now deceased brother, married Rachel, according to Reb Shimon, the number of prohibitions involved do not increase because she's already forbidden. And we have a rule, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. One new prohibition does not take effect over and above the existing prohibition. So we need to know which one came first. If Shimon married Leah first, then Rachel is defined as prohibited because she's a sister. Va'achakach nasa meis, and afterwards Reuven married, that new marriage doesn't increase anything. But kan shanasa meis va'achakach nasa chai. The reverse case would be that Reuven married Rachel and produced a prohibition called Eshesach, the wife of your brother. And therefore, Rachel is prohibited because she's the wife of your brother. V'achakach nasa chai. Later, Shimon marries Leah, and now Rachel becomes the sister of his wife. That doesn't increase the prohibition, according to Reb Shimon, because as we said, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, one prohibition doesn't increase over an existing prohibition. It's already prohibited. The Gemara Amud Beis tells us that this concept is true, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, and that's how the Rambam paskins, but there are exceptions, as we mentioned. If the new prohibition is more expansive than the first one, it includes more people, or it includes a new level of prohibition, if something changed in the prohibition, then indeed it could be that the second one will take effect. But let's keep it simple. And towards the bottom of the page, let's just give one more example of how this concept of Isser Chal Al Isser, one prohibition over and above a different prohibition, would take place. Let's take a look at the Gemara, about eight lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, Vahatanya, we learnt. Avar Avera, if a person did a prohibition, sheyesh ba shtei misos, it's a capital offense, for two reasons. Nidon bachamura, the more serious one, is the one that the person is going to get. And there were different levels of capital punishment, and the more serious one is the one that would be given. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Nidon bezika harishona haba'a olav. Whichever is the first prohibition, that's the one we go with. V'tanya, let's explain this. Ketzat. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Nidon bezika harishona, we follow the first prohibition, haba'a olav, that took effect. For example, chamoso. If you have a mother-in-law, is prohibited to you, but at the time that you became the son-in-law, she was not married. Venasis Eshes Ish, and later on she got married. Nidon Bachamoso. So the judgment that's going to be discussed in Beis Din is the fact that she's your mother-in-law, even though now she's also a married woman, but we're going to discuss the one that took effect first. Conversely, Eishes Ish, if the woman is a married woman and therefore she's prohibited, Vanasis Chamoso, and only afterwards she became your mother-in-law because you married her daughter, Nidan Be'eishes Ish, then we would follow the prohibition of Eishes Ish, of married woman, when we discuss what type of prohibition was violated. Again, this is the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Once something is already prohibited, it doesn't become more prohibited by the new law, unless, as the Rambam says, the two came together, or it's defined as a mosif or a kolel, something that's more expansive than the original prohibition. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.